I figured it out then, and I can figure it out again and again and again and again and again. In other words, just continue to soothe yourself now about that. That's the implication. Soothe yourself now about that. Don't use a future experience as your reason to worry. Instead, use the power of your now to find alignment. And it is our promise to you, it will always be that way.
And I don't think my inquisitiveness comes so much from worry, but just more of a curiosity of, in this physical apparatus, it took me this many years to get here. Can I do it quicker next time?
Yes.
Will it be easier
next time?
Yes, because,
and that's when we say it's getting better and better and better and better, the standards are higher. In other words, in the same way that people are born into more improved civilizations, you will be born, the children today are being born into a vibrational attitude that's more in vibrational alignment with who they really are than 10 years ago, 20 years ago, certainly 50 years ago or 100 years ago. It gets better and better and better and better and better. Just don't ever ask to be free of contrast. We think that the expectation for guidance to alignment is the best of all worlds. Contrast, please, and the wisdom to understand it.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
Until we meet again.
Yes, indeed. We're going to thread the needle here.
Good morning. My question today is a little bit of a serious note. In my practice, I treat quite a few kids who are threatening suicide. And while that has all sorts of psychological ways that one can look at that, my question is, Buddhism says that if one commits suicide, that they set themselves back energetically many lifetimes, that all that they have learned and all the good that is coming towards them gets kind of reversed. And I thought that would be an interesting question, as I'm in a position to help many people in this way.
Well, the thing about that is completely screwy is that, so you are source energy, and you come forth, a part of you comes forth into this physical body, and the larger part of you remains non-physical. So then you have exposure to life, and you launch rockets of desires. And if you get split from who you really are, you feel negative emotion. So the question that we would like to put to you, and just consider it in this way that we unfold it, do you acknowledge that the feeling of negative emotion simply means me and my physical body have diverged? The thought that I'm thinking right now doesn't match up with the thought that the source within me is thinking.
Yes.
And does it therefore make sense that if the source within me were thinking the same thought I'm thinking, that there would be no separation?
Correct.
So if the source within me will not even join me in one negative thought today, what do you think the odds are that that source would send me back again and again to fix broken things? Those are simply conclusions that have come to, in other words, we get how humans come to such screwy ideas, because you innately know that life is supposed to be good for you, and when it isn't, you have to conclude that something is very, very wrong. And there's a whole lot of standing in an unwanted place and then trying to justify or defend how I got here, and that's just more of that.
It definitely seems like many of the kids, teenagers, I should say, not little kids, teenagers, seem to be in a stance where they have had some feeling, because there's a variety of different kids, different feelings, but their world around them has been telling them so much that what they're feeling or what they're experiencing or what they're attracted to is wrong and bad. And through repetitive, they get to a spot to where they feel like they would rather end the pain. The work that I try to do.
What percentage of those that you are personally interacting with, just guess, approximately, what percentage do you feel are really seeking relief, and that's just their last-ditch effort because they can't find it anywhere else? And what percentage are trying to emphatically explain how bad they feel through the suggestion of such a thing?
Well, I feel like, if I understand your question, the majority of them just want to end whatever pain they're experiencing.
They really are just seeking relief.
Because a lot of these kids, when they're attempted suicides, because we know how you can actually accomplish it, they're not the right ways. They took too few pills, they cut the wrong part, they did various things, and it becomes apparent that they really didn't want to die, they just want their pain